This is the Hawk Corner for the week of May the 30th to June the 5th.
This is the Hawk Corner on the Sports Superstation with your host, Ryan McKenna.
Hi, and welcome back to the Hawk Corner. I'm your host for the show, Ryan McKenna, and we are airing our third episode of the season right now. Yes, you just heard it. This is only our third episode of the season. I would personally like to apologize for all of our dedicated listeners, as both Matthew and I here at Sports Superstation Studios in Canada have been very busy lately. Matthew with his health and whatnot, and me trying out for the PIU Selects team, as well as school, work. It's just been pretty hectic, but we are back on the road now, and hopefully there will be many episodes to come. Now, let's get right into the action, though, and start it off with my favorite player, Roy Halladay. Here's the news.
The Hot Corner News.
This couldn't have happened to a better player or a better person. It was only a matter of time before Roy Doc Halladay would pitch a perfect game, and on Saturday night, he became the sixth oldest player to pitch a perfect game at the age of 33 years and 15 days. The 20th perfect game in Major League Baseball history came when Doc retired all 27 Florida Marlins batters in a 1-0 win. Halladay says, "It's never something you think is possible," and he is right. Halladay's record moved to 7-3 with that perfect game, and it meant a record in the majors, as two perfect games have occurred already in one season, and this is a new modern-day record. I wanted to share with you a tweet that Dan O'Toole of TSN, he is an anchor at TSN, usually goes on air with Jay Onright, and he tweeted this, and it's especially true for all us Canadian fans. He says, quote, "I know it's game one of the Cup Final, but Roy is the king. If anyone deserved a perfect game, it's Doc, the classiest player in sports. I couldn't agree 100% more. Roy is very well respected." Moving from that to some sadder news, and one of the biggest character guys of this past decade, Jose Lima, passed away last Sunday in his home. The high-energy pitcher died of a suspected heart attack, but what makes this even more scary is that he was only 37 years old. Lima's brighter days in Major League Baseball seen him make an All-Star appearance in 1999 with the Houston Astros, a season in which he won 21 games. One player described Lima as a hot dog on the field, but someone who could back up his talk. On top of all this, he was a great singer that had sung the national anthem at numerous games over the course of his career. He will be missed. Kazuo Matsui is back playing baseball again. Matsui, who did not have a good start to the year with the Houston Astros, was released by the club on May 20th before the Colorado Rockies signed him on Tuesday. The 34-year-old Matsui is a switch-hitting infielder who played for the Rockies in 2007 when they went to the World Series against the Boston Red Sox. He then signed with Houston in the 07 offseason. He reported to the Rockies' AAA affiliate, the Colorado Springs Sky Sox. Tuesday was a long afternoon for Roger Clemens' former trainer Brian McNamee as he testified before a federal grand jury for 2.5 hours. McNamee, Clemens' former personal trainer, has alleged that Roger Clemens took performance-enhancing drugs during his baseball career. The case in which McNamee testified for is a possible perjury case towards Clemens in which he lied to Congress regarding the steroid usage issue. Just get it over with already, Roy. Roger, sorry. We all know you took some dope. Actually, no, just roids. Some HGH power bars. The day after Brian McNamee testified against Roger Clemens, another man who testified to a grand jury, Sammy Sosa, at around the same time as Clemens, was told that he will not be prosecuted for perjury. Took them a while to figure this one out. It happened 5 years ago. Time now for Steven Strasburg update, since we're the only ones not talking about him. He's made 3 starts in Class AAA Syracuse, his latest one being last night. Strasburg suffered his first loss in AAA ball, going 5 innings, striking out 6 while allowing 3 runs. He is 3-1 wins loss in Class AAA, and expect him to get the call to the Nationals sometime very soon, even this week possibly. When Ozzie Guillen is not happy, he is not happy. And he made that clear this week when he singled out Joe West for his terrible umpiring. The incident occurred on Wednesday when West called two balks against Mark Burley, a pitcher for the Chicago White Sox, during the matchup. Burley was visibly upset with West's decision as he slammed his glove on the ground and was automatically tossed from there. And after all that happened, Ozzie Guillen went out and tried to protect Burley. Guillen gave his opinion on West following the game, and this prompted Major League Baseball to fine all three individuals, Joe West, Ozzie Guillen, and the pitcher Mark Burley, an undisclosed amount of money for their actions. That's all for the news. We're kicking it over now to the injury report.
The Hot Corner Injury Report.
The Cincinnati Reds needed to call up Enero Del Rosario on Monday. The reason? Homer Bailey only threw 46 pitches last Sunday before leaving with a sore shoulder. He was placed on the disabled list Monday with right shoulder inflammation. Veteran catcher Ivan Pudge Rodriguez, who is hitting .325 this year with 16 RBIs, was placed on the DL this past Monday. The move is retroactive to May 23rd, and it is all due to a lower back strain. Edgar Renteria is having a hard time staying healthy this year. He was activated off the disabled list May 22nd with a groin injury, but only to injure his hamstring on Tuesday while running out a sack bunt. He was placed on the 15-day DL. Another guy having a tough time staying healthy is Coco Crisp. He strained the intercostal muscle in his ribcage and was placed on the 15-day disabled list. This muscle is slow-healing muscle, so there's always that chance that he may not come back once that 15 days is up. Kyle Loesch had surgery on his right forearm Friday. The right-hander from the St. Louis Cardinals has no timetable for his return. Another guy that has no timetable for his return is Jacoby Ellsbury, and all signs point to a long disabled-less stint for the Red Sox outfielder, as he was the victim of four hairline fractures to his ribs that has not been recovering well, as the team doctor suggested he needs more rest for those ribs. It looks as though Ellsbury came off the DL too soon, and the Red Sox say they will be more careful this time around. And that's the end of the injury report. Time now for the fantasy update.
The Hot Corner. Who's hot and who's not? Fantasy update.
Well, who's hot? Other than Roy Halladay, not too many people. But there is one guy, and that's Ubaldo Jimenez of the Colorado Rockies. Jimenez threw a no-hitter already this season and is the only pitcher to get a decision in all of his starts so far this year. Jimenez's 9-1 win-loss record with a 0.88 earned runs against average and a 0.93 whip. This is a player that everyone knew could shine someday in the major leagues, and he has very much done so to date this year. He is the league leader in wins, ERA, and whip. If you can, I would definitely pick up this guy in a trade, even if you have to trade some assets, because I know he's only young still, so he's got a lot of years left in him. Who's not? Well, somebody that shined last year for the Toronto Blue Jays in the likes of second baseman Aaron Hill has struggled a bit so far this season. Hill, who had an outstanding year last year with the Jays and was an all-star, is struggling at the dish this year, batting only .167. He also has tallied up 8 home runs and 17 RBIs, which isn't that bad. Also, in point that Hill is on the right track back to consistent success again at the dish, as he has homered once in each of his last two games entering today's play. That's all for the fantasy update. We're going to finish things off with our updated standings.
The Hot Corner updated standings.
All right, let's take a look at the standings, and we have some interesting races going on here. In the American League East, we're going to start off with them. The Tampa Bay Rays have been outstanding so far this year, especially their road record, which is 19 wins and only 5 losses. They lead the division with a record of 34-16. Now, who's behind them? Well, the New York Yankees are the closest team behind them at 4.5 games, whereas the Jays are only 5.5 games back. The Jays have been very surprising so far this year for what everyone expected. And then the struggling Red Sox are behind the Blue Jays as they sit 6.5 back. Well, the Orioles have just gotten off to the start that nobody predicted, especially with Kevin Millwood struggling. He'll probably be in our knock column next week. But they are 19 games back. Wow. All right, now the American League Central. The Twins, the team that I predicted to win the World Series, they are leading the Central by 3.5 games over the Tigers. And then after that, it's pretty much a free fall. The White Sox, Kansas City, and Cleveland all sit 8 games, 8.5, and 10 games back, respectively, of the Minnesota Twins. Time now for the American League West. All right, the American League West. The Oakland A's leading that division, something that a lot of people did not expect. A lot of people expected the Mariners to be leading that division at this point. They're leading it by a half a game over the Texas Rangers, 3.5 over the Angels, and 7 games over the Mariners. The National League East now. The Philadelphia Phillies, as we talked about them earlier in the show, they're leading the East by half game over the Braves, 4 games for both the Mets, from both the Mets and Nationals. The Nationals, somewhat surprising, as they are 500 on the button, and then the Marlins are 5 games back. In the Central, the Cincinnati Reds, probably the biggest surprise this year. They're games up on the Cardinals, 6 games up on the Cubs, 8.5 on the Brewers, 10 games up on the Pirates, and the lowly Astros are 13.5 back. They could probably be counted out already. Leading the West, another surprising team, the Padres, as they are 2 games up on the Dodgers. Let's take a look at your wild card standings right now, right quick. In the American League, the New York Yankees are leading that by 1 game over the Blue Jays. Well, in the National League, the Cardinals are a half game up on both the Braves and Dodgers. That's it for your standings. So yeah, that's just about going to wrap up our episode today, guys. I wanted to apologize once again for the long wait in episodes, although we are going to give our 110 to try to get episodes in weekly once again. We are going to kick it out with some tunes. A hot song right now, I Can Transform You. I hope you enjoy it. This one has Chris Brown and a little bit of Lil Wayne. Have a good one.
The Hot Corner is a presentation of Sports Superstation. This show was written, directed, and produced by Ryan McKenna. Editing and technical director is Matthew McKenna. Marketing department and assistant technical director is Mitch McKenna. Engineer, Patrick McKenna. Senior baseball analyst, Adam Connolly. See you next week.
I can raise you up. Money, I can change you up. You can have your own, no longer be the passenger. Swag low, I build you up. Knees weak, I stand you up. Red lips, red dress, like I'm like a fire truck. What you need, you can have that. My black card, they don't decline that. See potential in you, let me mold that.
I can transform you. Bounce. I can transform you, I can transform you. Anything you want, I can get it for you. Get my baby girl, so you know I did it for you. I can transform you. Shoes, you got it. Bags, you got it. Cars, you got it. Money, you got it. I can transform you. Anything you want, I can get it for you.
See it in the video, you can have it really though. Iced out everything, frigid like an Eskimo. I can have you swag surfing. What you need, you can have that. My black card, they don't decline that. See potential in you, let me mold that.
I can transform you. Anything you want, I can get it for you. I get my baby girl, so you know I did it for you.